Right from the start, I was telling you the Domain was one of the first fish and game clubs founded in Quebec. In 1886, to be exact. At the time, it was called the Laurentian Club, or Le Club Laurentien, if you speak French. In that era, there were a few clubs popping here and there. Just to give you an idea, in 15 years, there were about 100 clubs of the kind which were founded in the province. In fact, it was an easy and efficient way for the government to solve a major issue. We had a vast territory, and fishing and hunting needed to be controlled. But you know, we clearly did not have the means and resources to deal with all of that. So Quebec started dividing the territory into lots and let some individual manage them. That's why we say they contributed in their own way to the preservation of the land and its resource, taking care of the fauna and flora, as they say. The new lot manager, among other things, had to provide an annual census of all the catch, both from hunting and fishing, and protect the land from poaching. As the club access was reserved for members, it was easier for them to control all of that. That's exactly how the Laurentian was made. Among all the private fish and game clubs that saw the light of day during that era, it was the one that took care of the largest area. For those of you who know La Mauricie National Park, imagine a surface area that encompasses Edwards Lake, Lac des Cinq, Browns Lake, Steamboat Rock, and all the territory that goes with it. At the rate, we can almost talk about the Laurentian Kingdom. Every kingdom needs its headquarters and its troops. In this case, the HQ was at Lac à la Pêche, or Fishing Lake if you prefer. It's a complete little village that was built here. We're talking about a dozen buildings, both for members and for the guides. Place to sleep, place to eat, but more than that, we're talking about farmland to allow for self-sufficient. We wanted to make sure we could supply numerous camps scattered across the territory. As for our troops, they are, among others, cooks, guides, housekeeper, carpenter, groundskeeper that worked here. Those could be native people or French Canadian. You know, all of this didn't just come out of nowhere. If we have to name one person as the instigator for all the proceeding behind the Fish and Game Club, it would definitely be William H. Parker. He is the founder of the very first game club in the province, the Winchester Club. This club will serve as a model for the whole plan for territory management. If that name rings a bell, it's because the club is still active today near Saint-Élie Caxton. But who is this William H. Parker, or Will Parker, as the friendly local would call him? Well, our dear Will Parker, which will translate oil by heart. Yeah, it doesn't sound as good in English. Worked in the forest operation. He was an agent for the Beaver Lumber Company. It was a way for him to tend to his lung, because he suffered from asthma. And when he went to see his doctor, there were no pumps to prescribe at the time. All the doctor could write on the prescription was to get some fresh air, fill his lung with good and pure air. Well, in Mauricie, let's be real, the air is rather good and pure. Thank you very much. So, naturally, it wasn't too hard for him to follow his doctor's order, wasn't it? Through his function, Mr. Parker grew a friendly bond with Louis-Alphonse Boyer, a former member of parliament from Masquinongée and still very influent inside various government. What's the connection? They both love fishing and hunting. See, we have two massive fish and game enthusiasts who know the territory really well and who have all the influence, the contact and the network to build the first club. Once the club was founded, it was a stone throw away from becoming a model for all the other fish and game clubs. After founding the Winchester Club, Mr. Parker also found the Shawinigan Club and then the Laurentian Club. It's years later, in 1952, that the club is sold to the corporation of the city of Shawinigan Falls and become the Wabanaki Club. As we jump a few years ahead, in 1970, La Mauricie National Park is founded. There were 16 active clubs in the region at that time. Then, the decision is made to preserve the Wabanaki House and the Andrew House, both located at Lac à la Pêche. Well, that's pretty much it for that story. So, if you'd like to learn more about the client, about the guide, about the site management, just keep strolling. I'll be there waiting for you. Have a nice day.